Good morning. We're continuing with Hilchos Shabbos and we're in Klachof. So Simon Yud Beis, we basically set outside, discusses their type of an oven. So let's learn Simon Yud Gimel. Dobashani's Bashal Kvar. So something which has already been fully cooked. Mafilo writes that Rish Armashkin, even it's a liquid, Yimoni San the garment, but they have not fully cooled off. So we are not concerned about Bishul because it has not cooled fully. So remember, we are dealing with two concerns over here. One is the concern of Bishul. We said, well, it's not a problem of Bishul because it has not cooled totally. So let's reiterate that point. According to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, once it has cooled below Yatza Lettuce Bo, it's no longer considered hot, and a person would take liquid which has cooled under Yatza Lettuce Bo and heat it to a place where it reaches Yatza Lettuce Bo, a person would be doing Bishul on Shabbos, because the Shulchan Aruch passes Yesh Bishul Acher Bishul. The Ramah comes and says that if it has not cooled totally, one can be makel and put it back. It means he's not concerned about Bishul, the second Bishul, unless it's cooled to room temperature. How much is the heat that he's referring to, which allows you to put it back? He's not concerned about Bishul. It has to be warm still. What does warm mean? Warm means that it's hot enough that a person who wants to enjoy hot food will consider that he looks at that as is considered hot. It's not Yatza Lettuce Bo, but it's hot enough that a person relates to it as being more than just room temperature or just lukewarm. It is he feels it's actually, there's a significant warmth to it. So people say, well, it's pretty hot, so the heating such a thing to Yatza Lettuce Bo is not usur. Anything, if the temperature is less than that, heating it to Yatza Lettuce Bo would be usur. So now we have the second issue was that you can't put things near the fire because you're afraid the person might stoke the coals and try and heat in order to heat the item. So you're allowed to put it, he says, so we've solved the potential Bishul problem because it's not Nisan on the Gamri. So the solution is to put it a distance from the fire. There's nothing between the food and the ash, so there's a concern. Maybe we should argue that there's a concern a person might come to stoke the coals in order to. There's no hecker, there's nothing in between. It's mutter kimish tzrichu chachamim harchik sas min madura. Isle hecker, since he's mechuyev to distance himself, chachamim mechayev him to distance himself and not put it in the place where you normally put food to cook. They'll act as a hecker. So you picture you have an open flame in hearth, and you would cook food there. You put it even over the fire or right next to the fire, and it would cook. So that would be also to do that on Shabbos, because that's a place where a person is putting it right adjacent to the fire. He might come to stoke the coals. Person puts it further away in a place where people would not normally put if they want to heat the item, to cook the item. So by putting it there, that acts as a reminder not to stoke the coals. Mamish is also to put it immediately adjacent to the fire is going to be usher because of this concern of the isser that Chazal were concerned the person might come to stoke the coals, which goes into the isser of Shehiya and Chazara. So a person puts it on the stove. If there's something in between, we mentioned the Deva Blech, that acts as a reminder. A person will not come to change the temperature, and that's going to be mutter. Now, the Chayyim goes back to this issue of what's the person's goal when he wants to try and heat the item. Is the goal that he wants to reach out to Lettuce Bo, or he wants to just warm it up? So we said before, we're concerned the person will put it in a place where he plans to take it off before it gets hot. He might, by mistake, leave it there for too long, and now he's reached a state of Bishul. Sometimes a person does not want it to get too hot. It doesn't taste good if it gets too hot. So we're not afraid of him making a mistake and leaving it there for too long. So in those situations, the person just wants to take away the chill. He's no intention to heat it. That's not his goal at all. So we're not really worried about the person will leave it there for too long. So that's the point of Chayyim is going to discuss in the next part of this Siman and Siman Yud Gimel. We'll leave that passage for the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.